USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The partial government shutdown is now the longest in U.S. history. Many federal employees are worried, but an ally of the president says he's not backing down on his demand for a border wall. The president now says he doesn't know if he can strike a deal with the Democrats to get the government back open again. The standoff still deadlocked over building a border wall that the president said Mexico would pay for.
I have the absolute right to call a national emergency. Other presidents have called many national emergencies.
Senator Lindsey Graham says he tried to convince the president to get people back to work.
The president says, let's make a deal, then open up the government. Nancy Pelosi says, even if you opened up the government, I wouldn't fund a wall.
Democrats are insisting the wall is wasteful spending, and it won't work anyway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Former Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel says he's fighting his suspension. Florida Governor Rick Scott made the announcement saying Israel failed in his duties during the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School massacre last year. Andy Pollack lost his daughter there.
When eight BSO deputies listened to shots fired in the school and stayed outside, they were following Sheriff Israel's policies.
Nutritional labels are coming to the beer aisle. More from T.J. Curcini.
Starting next month, packages of Bud Light will have prominent labels showing the beer's ingredients, calories, and the amount of fat, carbs, and protein in each serving. The labels aren't legally required, but major beer makers agreed to disclose ingredients and nutritional facts on their products by 2020. Many brands, including Corona Light and Coors Light, already have nutritional information on their bottles or packages, but it's in small type and ingredients aren't listed. Bud Light went with a big black and white label, like the ones required by the government on packaged foods. I'm T.J. Curcini.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Iranian officials are saying they're exploring new uranium enrichment. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The head of Iran's nuclear program says the Islamic Republic has begun what he calls preliminary activities for designing a modern process for 20% uranium enrichment for its 50-year-old research reactor in Tehran, signaling new danger for the nuclear deal. The comment on state television on Sunday increases the pressure on the international community, as 20% enrichment would mean that Iran has abandoned the terms of the 2015 nuclear accord. President Trump already pulled America out of it in May, resuming sanctions on Tehran. So far, United Nations inspectors have said that Iran does continue to comply with the terms of the deal, which limits enrichment to 3.5%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA's Rick Vincent reports on some unusual crimes.
Thieves left a Nebraska man scratching his head after they came onto his property in Omaha, and instead of breaking into Laverne Smith's house, they stole hundreds of landscaping blocks from the retaining walls in his front and side yards.
I guess some people are desperate. I don't know. I mean, it's unbelievable to me.
KETV reports a neighbor told him that five men with a pickup drove up, removed the blocks one by one, stuck them in the back of the pickup, and left. And they returned the following day with a blowtorch to remove the blocks, all still frozen to the ground. From Omaha, for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.